Ganz gute Überleitung für unseren nächsten Themenpunkt. Wir haben nämlich gestern mit dem Genossen aus dem Iran gesprochen, der vor einigen Wochen über Ungarn in den Iran zurückgeschoben zu werden drohte, und haben uns mit ihm darüber unterhalten, wie er nach Deutschland gekommen ist und warum und was denn politisch im Iran so geht. Und er hat uns da auch drüber erzählt. Und vielleicht, wenn alles glatt läuft, bleiben wir an dem Thema noch dran und machen am Freitag ein Interview mit Mina Ahadi von der Initiative gegen die Todesstrafe im Iran. Ja, und bei dem Interview jetzt bitten wir euch, eventuell schlechte Verständlichkeiten ein bisschen nachzusehen. Unser Interviewpartner kam direkt vom Zahnarzt und hatte dementsprechend einen leicht geschwollenen Mund. Und aufgrund der unterschiedlichen sprachlichen Hintergründe, die wir haben, haben wir uns auf ein relativ simples Englisch geeinigt. Aber ja, vielleicht macht es das ja auch gerade leichter zu verstehen.
Ja, für alle, die unsere Sendung schon länger verfolgt haben, wir werden jetzt total international und demnächst kündige ich uns auch nur noch mit Afternoon Magazine an, übrigens. Ich glaube, an diesem Punkt verabschieden wir uns auch schon von euch und lassen euch mit diesem Beitrag alleine.
Tschüss. Yeah, okay. Maybe you can tell our listeners how you came to Germany and why you have to get here.
I'm coming outside in Iran with working and come to the Turkey, Greece, after that Serbia, and after that Hungary, and after that come to the Germany with working.
Okay, and in Hungary you had give this fingerprint.
Yes, when we come inside the Hungary police catch us, and we going to police station, and there police get the fingerprint from us.
Okay, and from Hungary you came to Germany and then to Munich?
Yes, when I'm coming to the after I'm free in the Hungary, I'm coming to Germany because I want to go to Sweden that time. Okay. And police catch me in the train.
Okay, and they catch you two times?
Germany?
Yeah.
Here? Yes, one time in the München, and okay, second time in the Oldesburg, near the Dimash.
Ah, okay, and the, yeah, in the train, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had to come here because you did political work in Iran?
Yes, because I'm political activist and I'm in the Communist Party, Communist Worker Party of Iran. And but the Iran situation is not democracy, and only the Islamic regime can activists in inside the Iran, and other people, other activists from the other party should be go to the prisoner, and the left party should be die, not in the prisoner for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. If everybody was in the left, police catch who, he will die.
Okay, and when you were in Iran, you studied at the university in Tehran?
Yes, I'm study at the university, but not in Tehran.
Not in Tehran?
No, in the Golan.
Ah, and this is...
Yeah, in the north of Iran.
Okay, and you studied...
I'm studied at international law.
International law?
Yeah.
Okay. And at the university, there were political groups?
In the university, we are activists to freedom, and we don't want to go to the class separate, girls separate, boys separate. We want to go and match together inside the class. And we are activists to this one, but one time we got a big meeting inside the university, and police catch come and catch me and another activists, and we go into the prisoner, and after that we are fired from the university.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you, they kept you at the uni. So after you came from university,
yeah,
in Iran,
Yeah.
And then you had to go to the prison there?
Yes. 1 month we going stay in the prison, and after that we come in outside. But they say you cannot study in the university anymore, because who can study in the university believe to the Islamic religion?
Okay, and so after that you went to Europe?
No, in this history about the 2008.
Oh, 2008, okay.
Yes, but I living in Iran any more than, and in 2009, also the Green Revolution, everybody come in the street, and we also go to the street, but after that we organize to the change regime. But in 2012, two years I'm living underground to another city, separate from my family or everything, but some political people think I'm outside now, but I'm inside the Iran in the in another city. But in the October 2012, we arranged one big action from the Iranian student for 1st of December 2012. But the police know our map and catch some activists, and that time I should come outside.
Okay, and then you go.
Yeah, then I'm coming.
And you told us you did something in prison with Afghan prisoners? So there was some action with some Afghanistan people in Iran?
Afghan people got a problem also in the Iran, because the fascist and nationalist racist got a power in Iran, and Afghan people and other countries, for example Pakistan, India, come to the Iran, got so many problems in Iran.
Okay, and you did actions about that?
Yes, if you read our book, A Better World, this is our idea, right? Everything about our idea, we cover them, and we cover the Afghan people. For example, when the Islamic regime say any Afghan cannot come inside the park or cinema or something, we write the paper and go and say we are the Afghan. We don't have a different, but Islamic regime don't like it.
Okay. And Islamic regime at that time was Ahmadinejad?
You know, president in the Iran is not really, don't have any power, because Islamic regime have one mind and his name is Khamenei, and the president only for show to the world we got a democracy, we are not dictator. But they don't have much power or really power. They listen to the Khamenei.
Okay, so Khamenei is this old guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Khamenei, I think he is more than 80 years old?
Khamenei is 75 years old now.
Okay. And is there someone to come after him?
His son.
His son?
Yes. His name is Mujtaba.
Okay. And he is nothing better, I think.
He's more than bad from this one.
He's
more than bad.
Okay, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
But there's a new president now in Iran?
Hassan Rouhani. Okay. Yes, after the election, all people see the Gahara, Egypt. Yeah. Okay, the people go and vote to the Morsi, but the Morsi wants to change everything to the Islamic regime. People come to the street again and say we don't want it, and election again. Also in Iran, after the Rouhani come in June, people come to the street and say we want to stay in the street and get all life. But after that, to know 104 people now was dying in the Iranian prisoner, and they want to afraid the people. Affect was people, they didn't come to the street right now, and they don't have any good, nothing is really changed, all of it is same. you see the American governments write the more letter or push Iran anymore, or also Israel, Netanyahu say Rouhani does a different with the Ahmadinejad. They are same, and all of the world understand it.
Okay, because German politicians often say that Rouhani is some kind of moderate or reformer.
Before Ahmadinejad, in the Khatami's times, Hassan Rouhani came in to talking with the 5+1 group.
Okay.
Yeah, his minister from the Iran, and they say, okay, we stop it, but on the ground they active to get the bomb. Also, Hassan Rouhani say this one in the TV, Iranian TV. And all of you listen to this one. And if I can send it, the original movie for you, and you should translate it to the German or English.
Okay, yeah, we can try to find a translator for this. And what is with this man from the Green Revolution, this Mousavi?
Mousavi.
Yeah.
You know, Mousavi... his Islamic people also.
Okay.
And right now all of the world knows Iranian people don't like the Islamic regime and they want to change it. But the higher of the Islamic regime got a terrorist. They cannot come outside from the Iran.
Yeah.
For example, Hashemi, right now the Interpol was catch he.
Okay.
Or Khamenei also same, or another people. And they know if people come to the street and say we don't want this regime, they should come outside. They cannot go to anywhere for living. Yeah? But they want to, when people come outside, just change it to Khamenei to Mousavi. But when catch the Mousavi or Karoubi, all people sit in the home and say they are not... our leader. Also in the Iran's street, when people come to the street in the 2009, say only we get the Mousavi's picture, but we want to change the regime.
Okay, so
yeah.
It was some kind of they want to change the regime, but they saw the picture of
yes, for example, when in 2009, I'm a communist.
Okay.
Yeah, and my flag is red. And my leader is Lenin, Marx, Engels, or Hegel. But when I'm going to the street, I get the green. Because when police catch me, they didn't understand I'm a communist. Because if they know, okay, he liked the Mousavi, okay, after 1 day, 2 day, you can go outside from the prisoner. But if you have a red flag, or Lenin, or Marx, or Che Guevara, or another people picture, you will be die.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Why did the Green Revolution not work out? So why wasn't it successful?
Because the also Mousavi, Karoubi, Khatami 7 months try to stop this revolution. 7 months. If you read the revolution. Given the revolution, you can understand 7 months people come to the street and say we don't want, we don't want, we don't want, but they kill the people in the prisoner, rape the prisoner, and also catch all the people in the street, and it's very bad situation, and we don't have a good leader in outside from the Iran, because we got a leader outside the Iran, but they cannot talking inside the Iran, because they cannot have a connect. Internet was cut, SMS was cut, and TV, hardware, satellite, all of is cut. We cannot talking with the outside Iran, and we cannot get the plan from outside the Iran. It's this problem.
Okay, but usually in the internet there are many bloggers from Iran?
some bloggers try to send a movie or some things, but all people cannot it. They got a perfect internet, but all of people cannot have it.
Okay, and you did, when you were in Iran, you did a TV channel?
Yes, I'm working for the TV channel, Young Communist Organization.
Okay, and your TV channel is about satellite?
Yes, in each Tuesday afternoon, in the Iran times, everybody can see in the TV show.
Okay, I think this is interesting.
Yeah.
And because trying to do left-wing media,
yeah,
is something we try to do too.
Yeah, thank
you. To reach some people.
Yeah.
And are there some kind of feminist movements in Iran?
Yes. Also, they active with us and we helped them. For example, in last week in Stockholm, our friends go to help the Iranian prisoner. Also, two women from Sweden, one Olya Acel Mehdi, Egypt lady in 2010, she come in without the clothes to get the photo and say my body is for myself in the Egypt. She's in the Sweden now, and another feminist activist come and joined with us. And also, I can send it picture for you.
Okay. And how is it in Iran with the hijab or with the
hijab? All women and men should be got a hijab.
Okay. And what happens if you don't wear it?
Go to prison. After that, hat. I don't know what's the mean in the English.
After the
had, you know, punished you with the
okay. The German word is Peitsche. I don't know the English word.
I don't know.
Okay.
And like this, punished you and you should pay the money or something, or for two times, three times, or second time, you will be die in the prisoner.
Okay, because there are sometimes pictures of women taking the hijab off.
Yeah, some women activists in the Iran sometimes pick it up, but they go into the prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so internet and Facebook and stuff is a big thing for opposition in Iran.
In Iran?
Yes.
Got a filter. Do you know the filter?
No.
No. I don't know what's the mean in the English. But you cannot use the street. You should go to the another site. From another site, you online from another country, and after that, you can use the internet.
Okay, so
you can use the Facebook or something.
Okay, so like a proxy server?
Yeah.
So like from another... You are in Iran, but the internet is from another country?
Yeah, from another country coming, you can use it.
Okay.
Yes.
I heard this is the same thing they did in Egypt while the protests.
Yes, same as Egypt, same as some places of China, or same as Cuba, or like this, the dictator's country.
Okay, is the Iranian opposition connected to the movements in Egypt and in Tunisia and states like this?
Yes, we got a contact with another people to another world, another activist in the world, and we try to match because we want to assert a change in all of the world. Because we are the 99%, and also the Young Communist Organization right now, he tried to get the contact with the Germany's Young Group, and match together with the another group in another country to start again, because this problem for all of the world, not for Iran, not for everywhere. All of the world, we should change it.
Okay, and do you think in Iran it will change?
Soon, very soon.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so I think there are many young people who don't want to have Islamic regime anymore?
Nobody don't like the Islamic regime anymore. If say to the Khamenei, okay, you cannot get the money from the government, you cannot punish everybody, and you should sit in the home, also he's not Muslim. Because right now he get the money, he can kill everybody, got a power or some things, he's a Muslim. But if he don't have any power, he's not Muslim. Because all body knows is not correct, is not right, and all body wants to change it.
Okay, and young people in Iran do stuff like parties and drinking alcohol?
Underground.
Underground?
Yeah.
So if there's a party, you have to be careful that the police...
Yeah, if police come, catch them and go there to the prisoner. And maybe after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they can pay the penalty and come outside.
Okay, but I think young people, they will do parties and something like that, even if it's forbidden. So, how do I say it? Now I think many people don't care if police will come and will do it.
Yes, because you know the young people wants to living free and wants to go to the happy time. But the police come and catch them, but young people don't afraid to the police. And they going 2 times, 3 times, police come, catch them, and they going to prison, but it doesn't matter for them. They should act, they activists to have a happy time, because they need it, really.
And are there differences between the big cities and the areas where are not so big cities, so between cities and small towns?
In the Iran?
Yes.
It doesn't matter, but in the small city, because all people know together is not activist much, but in big city, because the people don't know who is it, and it's better.
Okay, so I read a newspaper about Iran.
Yeah.
And they said all the opposition are students and at the universities.
They cannot study anymore.
They cannot study anymore.
Yeah, and they cannot also study a student and teacher.
Teachers.
Yeah, they didn't believe to the Islamic regime, and they are secularist or communist or Marxist. They cannot go to the university anymore.
Okay, because I think in the 1970s, before the Islamic Revolution, there were many communist people at the university.
At the university, also. In the last regime and this regime, university have a big danger for the regime in Iran. Because all students and teachers inside the university don't believe to the government and they want to change it. But right now, Islamic regime wants to fire them from university and have a only Islamic university and save the themselves.
Okay, were they successful with firing all the people? So, did the plan work out?
Regime?
Yes.
Yeah.
It worked out?
Yes. Long time. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. And now you're doing some kind of opposite work out from the exile, out from Germany?
I don't know what.
Oh, Yeah, now in Germany, you gave me this letter.
Yeah.
And you did action days against the death penalty.
Yes, yes. In the Saturday, I inside the Lübeck, I put some one table and get the this paper to another people, and also show them the picture from the Iranian prisoner and what happened in Iran or something like that. And also so many young people in the Germany cover us, and one of people get the full movie, and he say we will help to the Iran. Also he working in the he's in the left party.
Ah, okay, so some people from left party helped you out?
Yeah.
Okay, even here in Lübeck or?
Yes, he's in Lübeck. But we don't know together, but that day we understand he's a left, I'm a left, and we met.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And have there been actions in other German cities too?
In all of the world, for the 2 weeks, we got actions also in Tokyo, Japan, or Vancouver, in all of the world, all of the Europe, we got an action to help to the Iranian prisoner.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. We hope so we can change it, because all people got a power, and if all people understand it, maybe we can change everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think there are some other communist parties in Iran too?
Some communist party, but I don't know. They say they are communist, but for example, like this, you say Stalinist was communist. I don't believe it. Or Fidel Castro communist, I didn't believe it. Because They are socialism bourgeois. They are not communists. If you read the manifest, Marx say who is communist? A socialism worker, not socialist bourgeois, or feudal bourgeois, or nationalism. You know, they are not communists. I think they are social bourgeois.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think there are Kurdish communists too in Iran?
Kurdish communists, yes. Komole, PKK, they are working, but only in the Kurdish place.
Only in the Kurdish place?
Yes. They are not working for the all of the Iran.
Okay, so they are not connected with other left people in Iran?
No, we got some connect.
Okay.
Or action, but I told you they are only working for the Kurdistan, not for all of Iran. But sometimes we match together to help to the Kurdistan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kurdistan is a
have a very bad situation in the Iran, in the Pahlavi's time, and also in this regime. Kurdistan have a very bad situation.
Okay, and they want to do their own state with parts of Turkey and Syria?
Yes, they want to match and have a one country is Kurdistan. Syria, Iraq, Turkey and Iran wants to match and get a one Kurdistan.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I heard that at Taksim Square there were some Kurdish people too, for example.
Yeah. Yes, because you know, Kurdish people is very smart people, and they know the Islams will come to the government, all go to the dictatories and kill all people, and Kurdish know it, and they come and match with the Turkish people to help the people. And also in Turkey, Kurdish people don't have a good situation now or before that, and they want to help themselves also.
Okay. And so you think it's a some kind of the same struggle that happens in Turkey and that happens in Iran. So against Islamic regime and against Erdogan, so it's some kind of similar?
Erdogan and Khamenei was a different, but we cannot talking about the Turkey and Iran same, because Turkey have a much than freedom. Also in Turkey, a student or people, female, can reading, writing, freedom, and they know much. But right now, yes, Erdogan wants to go to the Islamic regime. Last week I read the news, when people say the pregnant woman cannot come to the street in Turkey. They won't go to the Islamic way, and the Osmanis come again, but the people don't want it, and maybe exactly Erdogan cannot try.
Okay, and are there many female students at Iranian unis, universities?
Yes, in the university of Iran, 16% boy, 14% girl.
Okay.
Yeah, but they are not equal.
But they have different classes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, separate. Girl, right? Boy, all right.
But they do political work together?
Yes. But also in the political way, a little woman can come, not much people.
Okay.
Not much woman, sorry.
And what do you hope for the future?
We will change the regime. We will start to gather one equal and freedom country, and nobody live in the prisoner for the idea or for something, and we don't have all problem with the world like this, and we hope so one day all people living freedom in the all of the world, or exactly Iran, for example, when Afghan people, Pakistan people, Indian people, or another countries people come to the Iran, they can live freedom, and they don't have any problem. They are same as us. We are human and we are together. We don't have any difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Zia.